Voters in St. Petersburg will soon decide whether or not they're happy with Rick Kreisman or if they miss former Mayor Rick Baker. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race, but many political observers say Kreisman and Baker have turned it into Democrat versus Republican. We'll take a look at the issues and the campaign on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, host Robin Sussingham is joined by longtime political journalist William March and political consultant and blogger Peter Schorce.
I think still the charge of partisanship is more often leveled against Rick Kreisman, from what I gather. Peter, is this being so closely identified with the Democratic Party, will that help Kreisman or hurt him?
I don't want to let Rick Baker off the hook because he is a diehard partisan also. I mean, this is a guy that campaigned fervently for Jeb Bush. He's campaigned for Herman Cain when he endorsed him for president, which was
so
one
maybe
of the,
he's just making his point better.
I
about
think that there is a fervency of Kreisman's partisanship that I think turns people off. The not inviting Donald Trump to the city of St. Petersburg, he makes things that shouldn't be partisan, and I think that that's nobody minds that he identifies with the Democratic Party. I think people. He constantly politicizes things, and quite honestly, the city of St. Petersburg is not used to that. We are not used to the Bob Buckhorn big city Democratic mayor style yet. This is the first time that it's really been that way. And remember, St. Pete has only had a strong mayor system for less than 20 years. So we're just not used to it, but it's coming front and center in this election.
What Peter said, just said, is a really good point. And I would add that Kreisman has held partisan office. Before he came into the mayor's office, he was in a partisan office as a Democratic legislator, so he got more accustomed to the partisan style of politicking. Baker has never held a partisan office, even though he has been, as you pointed out, heavily involved in partisan politics.
So the idea of keeping the focus on local issues rather than getting involved in national controversies like health care, like national health care, is that going to be something the voters in St. Petersburg ultimately care about or not?
Well, I think they do. I think that, you know, not to go to Tip O'Neill, that all politics is local, but I think you've got people that are very active. When you do the Trump transgender ban, that's going to activate the increasingly vocal gay community in St. Petersburg. And so I think both flow up and down to each other. I think what Kreisman is trying to do is he's got a partisan advantage in St. Petersburg. It's still a heavily Democratic town. Where Rick Baker makes up the gap is he's able to steal black votes away. The only reason why a Republican like Rick Baker is able to win is just as he has in previous elections, he's beating Rick Kreisman with the black vote. So it doesn't make sense. That's what's so interesting about this race is the contradictions like that, that it is partisan, but a guy like Rick Baker, a staunch Republican, is polling maybe 10 or 15 points ahead of the staunch Obama-supporting Democrat with black voters.
If Kreisman can tie Baker to the national Republicans, that's probably one of his best hopes for winning.
Mm-hmm. Really? In St. Pete?
I think so,
okay.
Yes.